Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois as well. 104.9 on the FM dial. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got a fun guest on the show. We've got to talk about all kinds of different things. That's the interesting thing with a gentleman as widely varied as the fellow sitting in front of me. He's a professional. He's a businessman. And he's also into sports as well as traveling and rock and roll. I'm thinking that, Andy, you and I could probably have a conversation about anything on this show. And whether it's interesting or not to the listener, it's going to be okay for us, isn't it?
I agree fully. Good morning, Bruce.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Andy Britt of, and I guess I'm going to call it, is it IC Express?
Ice Express.
Right. I called it Ice Express on the promo, uh-huh. And then I read reread your text to me that telling me how to pronounce it. And I misread it. So then I re-recorded IC Express. And then I did that. And then the promo ran. I heard it this morning. It was Ice Express again. So I don't know if I just screwed it up.
It was only in your mind.
I screwed it up two or three different times. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. Before we talk about Ice Express, Andy, let's tell everybody who you are. You've been in town now for probably 15 years, 20 years.
Yep. I think going on 15 years this year. Yes.
Andy Britt is from Indiana. He's a Bloomington. Well, not from Bloomington, but an IU guy. Which we will not hold against him, although some folks do, probably. I don't, though, Andy. Really, I don't.
I can take it. Trust me.
Tell everybody about yourself. Tell the audience who you are.
All right. My name is Dr. Andrew Britt. I was born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana. My folks still live there. I went down to the University of Evansville, actually, for my undergraduate. Then I went up to Chicago to Midwestern University for my medical degree. I then spent 5 years out in the Canton, Akron, Cleveland, Ohio area.
So you didn't go to IU at all?
No.
I thought you did.
Oh, no.
Well, you just root for them. Yeah. Oh, God.
When you're growing up in Indianapolis, you root for IU basketball and Notre Dame football.
That's even worse. Oh, now I've lost all respect. I'm just teasing.
But you see my true colors.
That's exactly true. That's exactly right. Okay, you worked where?
I did my residency out in Ohio,
uh-huh.
And then I moved back here. Dr. Jones and Dr. Scott worked actively, and the local hospital worked actively to recruit me to come back to the area here, as I had some ties to the area. Came back, I believe in 2003. Did a year of family practice with the then former SIPCA group, now currently Christopher. And then we decided to go ahead and open an ER company and pursue the ER venture. And that's what I've been doing basically for the past 14 years, is building our ER group and servicing local community hospitals in Southern Illinois. And then we decided that we saw some gaps in healthcare. We saw some people hurting, some people upset at the common standard and what's going on in America with healthcare, and decided to produce Ice Express. So
tell me a little bit before we get to the Ice Express again. Tell me a little bit about the transformation from a general practitioner to mainly to focusing on ER. Because you've got to figure, Andy, there are two different. You're talking about two different kinds of doctrine altogether, aren't you?
Correct. And you know, when I went out to Ohio, I actually did a combined residency in both family practice and emergency medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just spending 3 years and doing a family practice residency and being done, or 4 years and doing an ER residency, I did a combined 5-year program. So, which allowed me to have my feet in both worlds and to be trained in both worlds. I love both. I still love both. I kind of an adrenaline junkie, as you kind of introduced me as.
I didn't mean to.
That's okay. Hey, I resemble those comments. So, but at any rate, so I'd have to say my true love is truly emergency medicine. But I really enjoyed taking care of the families, seeing multiple family members, and having a blooming family practice both here and down in Carmi. Still miss my patients that I was able to take care of to this day.
The bad deal is now, if you get to see one of your old patients, they're probably – It's not a checkup, is it?
No, it's not a checkup. Normally, when people are coming to see me in the ER, now it's they have something, you know, serious something going on, or something they feel is serious. So,
How where do I know you're an ER company? What all emergency rooms do you guys service? I don't know, how many do you have?
Sure. The name of our ER group is Core Physician Resources, and currently we service hospitals all across Southern Illinois. We are at Farrell Hospital in El Dorado, Illinois. We're at Harrisburg Medical Center in Harrisburg, Illinois. We are in Lawrence County Hospital in Lawrenceville, Illinois. We also do Wabash General over in Mount Carmel, Illinois. We go as far west as Union County Hospital in Anna.
Wow.
And we are just getting ready to go as far south as Marshall Browning Hospital in DeCoin here next month.
No kidding.
So, yeah, we cover quite a wide range of area. We have quite a few men and women who work for us either in full or part-time fashion to help provide the quality emergency services to
the How many doctors on your roster?
I think the last count we had is either 15 or 16 docs in some type of part-time, full-time, or PRN fashion.
That's a fascinating business to me because, for one thing, every one of those emergency rooms you just mentioned, you got to have a doc on staff all the time, don't you?
Correct. In some of those emergency departments, we just provide part-time coverage for them. We don't run their contracts full-time. Sometimes we subsidize the group that's there. So we're not – my company doesn't run those hospitals full-time
all
the time.
Now, you're in a rotation still yourself, even though you are one of the company bigwigs. Let's put it that way. Does that work? Is the wording on it? Okay.
Sure.
As long as you've got to set the schedule for other people, which can be a real pain.
Yes, it is. When you're trying to marry 17 doctor schedules all together, yes, that can be a real pain. I couldn't do it without the help of Dr. Scott.
So. How many emergency rooms are you yourself rotating through?
I go to every single one of those.
Do you really?
Believe it or not, yes. Every month.
No kidding. Much. All right, so when you're basically going to all those, you're able to see, I guess, that helps you evaluate how not only your company is doing, but that gives you the opportunity to see how different communities are doing, doesn't it?
Yes, it very much so does. And it also helps, spread ideas that one community may have that's working for them, whereas another community is having a problem, and now we have a simple solution.
Yeah.
We don't have to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
Well, that's fascinating to me that and we'll talk about how this has developed into the Ice Express concept as it has begun now and as it's going. Tell me a little bit about, you mentioned you're kind of an adrenaline junkie. We're going to stay on ERs here for a second.
Okay.
Are there, of all those that you mentioned, is there one emergency room that is more more busy than other ones, or does it just depend on population?
Yes, there are definitely different volumes. We consider our lower volume facilities our facilities that see less than about 8,500 visits a year,
uh-huh.
Which is about one patient an hour. Okay.
And
then our higher volume facilities are upwards of that. I think the busiest one we're in right now is actually Harrisburg.
Oh, really?
I believe
Harrisburg's kind of a booming community right now.
They're seeing like 13,000 visits a year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's kind of a booming. That's really growing, isn't it?
It is. They're opening up more and more stuff there, and that community seems to be thriving. So as a matter of fact, I just learned that my staff was telling me they opened up a big movie theater and a big Sky Zone, Jump Zone place, paintball thing all there.
I didn't know about the Sky Zone stuff. I've been planning on going to that movie theater for a while, but because it's closer than say Evansville, and since it's new, it might be nicer than Mount Vernon or wherever. Folks here have to go to a movie. You talk about your 13,000 patients a year, or 8,000 is average. What's the most in your experience you've had in one of these local like patients per shift? Your shifts are long, 24-hour shifts. How many folks will you treat in the course of that?
My busiest shift ever was at Harrisburg Medical Center one time, and this was back. Now we do 12-hour shifts there because of the volume. We also have an added mid-level provider there that's there from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to help with the patient flow because it just got so busy.
Is that right?
But one day early on was probably my record. I think I wound up seeing it was either 61 or 62 people in a 24-hour period.
That's 2.5 an hour.
Correct.
That's a long time. And that includes the paperwork too, don't it? Exactly. Because you have, because I mean, as people deal with the Healthcare Act, they realize there's so much more paperwork with it too, right?
Of course.
And ER doctors, you don't get a break on paperwork. You don't have, you do you have even more than other folks, or is it just you have maybe different opportunities to complete it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, the paperwork and the you know, the regulation by the federal government with Obamacare, with the insurances, the amount of documentation we have to prove to say that we saw a patient, treated a patient, why we did it in order to get, you know,
to get paid.
Yeah. is incredible. It's astronomical. I mean, even just compared to 10 years ago.
Well, you know, you see, in my experience, I've seen how my general internist basically got out of it. He got out of it. Didn't want to go through the whole computer type of thing. Every doctor you see now, basically, they've got these little trays that they bring around, the little computers. And is that, do you see that throughout the industry? And I presume you have that too, right?
Yes, we do. We see a lot of doctors. As a matter of fact, some of our doctors that are hiring on with us are coming to us because they're tired of their family practice, you know, practice. I mean, just the regulation and the hours and the paperwork are just getting too much. They rather come somewhere that, where they can work 12 or 24 hours straight, do their work and go home. Yeah. And get it done. And so, you know, the industry, you know, is really, the healthcare is you know, in a major way. I mean, it's the whole reason behind ICE Express. You know, when you're talking, we're out in all these little communities, you know, all across Southern Illinois, you know, they all have the same problem. Okay. Yeah. Right now, I saw an amazing statistic the other day that, and this was not on Fox News, this was on CNN News, that 67% of Americans believe this country is going in the wrong direction. And healthcare is just one of those facets. Yeah. And I'm sorry to say that I kind of believe that too. But I don't know that there's any way to turn it around. And that's basically why ICE Express has been formed. When we're in all these little communities, I hear every day of people saying, I tried to call my local doctor. They can't get me in. They told me to come to the ER. The reason the local doctor can't get them in is because
they're full
and they can only do so many, they can only do so many, you know, computer things a day. Okay. They might be able to see way more patients if they didn't have to do the computer work, but now they have to do the computer work and the documentation. They have to do it.
ICE Express is the new concept.
Correct.
And it has, well, we're going to talk about it when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. It's a fascinating concept to me, and I look forward to hearing about it. Talking with Dr. Andy Britt here on the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these messages.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Kind of important. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I'm talking with Dr. Andy Britt. He's one of the principals in the ICE Express up in Salem, Illinois. tell me a little bit about the concept and the background of ICE Express. And what, first of all, what is ICE? What is ICE?
Well, ICE Express, we just needed a catchy term, so we came up with ICE Express. But it's to,
you know, I got to tell you, that's probably, you might want to come up with another reason.
Well, you know, we're not very creative folks. That's why we're doctors. We like solid things. We're not very artsy. We're not very musically
that's
inclined.
Fine.
And so, I understand. Yeah, we are deficient in some areas.
Okay,
but, so we tried to portray the concept of being quick, and being healthy, that type thing.
You and the other principals, I'm assuming Dr. Jones and Dr. Scott.
Correct,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jed Jones and Steve Scott. You saw a gap, I presume.
Yes,
in
we
coverage.
Saw, yes, exactly.
We saw a widening
problem and a widening gap in healthcare. As you know, with the Affordable Care Act, people are having to go to the exchanges. People are getting insurance that's subsidized by the federal government,
right.
And they're having a small amount taken out of their
paycheck.
You know,
several hundred dollars per month.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I've heard people who get $10 taken out. I've heard people who get $300 taken out.
Right,
just all depends on your circumstance. But when you go to use these programs, you realize you have this thing called a deductible, and what a deductible is how much you have to pay out of your pocket before any of this insurance that we have is free,
right.
You know, and or subsidized. And most people, I actually have a thing here from an email I received today that 90 million Americans typically have a $2,000 deductible or more. And that's the amount you're going to be forced to pay out of pocket,
right.
before they even start to pay anything for you. Plus,
wow.
You're getting the money taken out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
So this free insurance and free health care, subsidized government insurance, subsidized health care, it's definitely not the insurance your father and your grandfather had back in the 70s and 80s that covered everything,
right.
You know, through their employers. And so people are slowly starting to learn this and catch on to this concept. Basically, the first time they use it and they get a bill from the ER for well over $500.
Right.
I mean, the average ER bill right now in the United States of America is something like $2,639. That's the average bill. You walk in there, you're going to be forced to pay. We also realize that, as I told you before the break, you know, there's a growing need. There's a lack of healthcare providers. People are washing their hands doctors are washing their hands of wanting to participate in this and not being able to do things like they want to. So it's putting more demand on the practitioners who are out there, and they can't see all the patients. Their offices are telling them to go to the emergency department, which is the highest care in America.
Right, highest price.
Right, and so we saw this gap that people, especially the working people, are going to be getting killed in their healthcare costs because they have no other option, especially in rural America. You know, in major cities, they have urgent cares and things like that to help defer those type of costs. We also realize that people, when they go to even their doctor's office, they're blind to the cost. They don't know
you
what
don't,
it's going to
yeah,
cost
exactly
when you walk
right.
in. I mean, what business do you walk into and you have no clue of the cost before you walk in there and you're just subject to what you get sent?
Right.
So we have never, as doctors, have really liked that concept, you know, anyway. So we thought, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that we could see could benefit from having a clinic that they could come to, that they knew that they were open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., longer hours than their doctors, that we didn't take appointments. We didn't run like a traditional family practice office. We just took walk-in people who had a problem and wanted it to be seen and wanted it to be addressed, but didn't want to have to deal with the $2,900 ER bill they're going to get or the 3.5-hour wait they have at the ER or whatever that wait may be. And so I kind of saw both sides of it, being in primary care for
right.
a year. My office was telling people they couldn't get you into Dr. Britt today.
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah. And it's worse today. And then I was seeing it on the ER side, all these people come in and saying, I say, did you call your doctor? Yeah, but they couldn't get me in. My next appointment's in 2 weeks. They can't get me in for 2 weeks. I'm sick today.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel
I've got
for
the
them.
Problem right now.
Yeah. And I feel for them because they just came to the most expensive place in the world to get some quick, convenient care. And so that's why we decided to open this. And we decided to, number one, to make it quick, make it convenient. I'm happy to tell you we've been open now 30 days doing it 7 days a week, about 60 days doing it in a limited fashion. But our turnaround time right now, and we track this, is 17 minutes from
is
the time you
right?
walk into our door to the time you walk out.
No kidding.
When you walk in our door, you'll see the prices on the wall. An office visit to see our provider is $99.
Yeah.
$99. we do have some in-house tests we can do on you, but only if we feel they're necessary. We're not going to do them if they're not necessary. Things like strep tests, influenza, urines, urine pregnancy, things that might help our providers if they have a question. But we've tried to providers that we implore to be clinicians and not order tests and not do those things you traditionally walk into the emergency department right. and get $2,500.
Those tests that you have, those are done on site.
Those are done on site. None of them are sent out. You know your results right then.
Know your results at the time.
And that 17 minutes is even with doing some tests on people.
Wow.
We also have we have a total of 9 laboratory tests we do right there in house, mm-hmm. and whether we do one of them on you or it takes us 2 or 3 to do it on you to figure out exactly what you have, the cost is only $49 more. It's not per test, just $49 flat fee for our lab services. The second thing, if we decide you need a shot, you know, of a medication, say you need an antibiotic to get a jump start on your bronchitis or your sinusitis or your strep throat, or you need a shot of steroids to get started on your poison ivy or poison oak or rash that you have going on, we do those too. And the shots, whether we have about 30 medications we can do through shots, nebulizer treatments, things like that. Any medication we use on it, whether we use one or all 30, it's an added $29 fee. So, like I said before, most people can walk in and out of our office for $99 because we don't do unnecessary testing.
Because you're clinicians.
People. Right.
Like you say, the clinicians, you're going to try to determine what the problem is without having to test mainly, if possible.
Correct. And then if we do need to test, we keep it simple at $49. And if we feel we need to go ahead and give you some type of medication to get a jump start on this right there at our facility, we can. So the maximum cost you would walk out of visiting a Nice Express clinic today is $177.
And it's not like, and my understanding is, if someone have after the 17 minutes that they've been through and gone and out, and they are ill, it's not like you're telling them, hey, don't go to your normal doctor or something. You're pushing them. You say, hey, look, we're the stopgap.
Oh, yeah. We've tried to partner with the local doctors up in Salem. I mean, we've been to medical staff meetings at the hospital. We've visited their office. We've given flyers and things for their patients. We want them, when they call their primary care doctor in Salem that day or wherever that day, and they say, we can't get you in, go to the ER. We don't want them to say, go to the ER. We want them to say, think about using the ICE Express clinic. It will probably be much cheaper on you than going to the ER.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when they come to the ER, we want to see them, treat them appropriately in a timely fashion. We give them a copy of their.
Yeah, I was going to ask okay. next about the records.
Okay.
Because you'll I'm presuming that whatever information or treatment these people get from you, their primary care physician is going to want to know eventually what it is, too.
Correct. And we do 2 things. Number one, we give everybody a copy of their report that we saw them, exactly what we did. We give that to them first and foremost to turn into any of their insurance carriers or third-party payers, because we only take cash or credit card at our clinic, and you have to pay at the time of service. We don't bill Medicare or Medicaid. We don't bill insurances. One time people said, well, what type of insurance do you take? I said, we take it all. You just come in, you pay your fee. It's up to you to go talk to your insurance company about getting reimbursed. And some people who have, we'd be considered out of network in most insurance companies,
right.
but you have a $50 copay. If we charged you $99, then your insurance company would reimburse you $49. Or they'd say, well, we don't reimburse you because that $49 goes to your $2,000 deductible. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. All right. Stop.
All right. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm trying to get the hang of this. I was thinking, in my understanding of it, it was cash only anyway.
Correct.
I didn't realize, and it is at the time of service. You're basically paying, it's pay as you go. But you're giving the folks the report to turn into their insurance as well. See, I didn't even think about that because I thought it was just cash and I was done with it.
See,
I can still get a reimbursement for my insurance potential.
See, Bruce, we have so much creativity. We didn't have any more to come up with a better name, as you pointed out earlier. But and then also we have our electronic medical record system that we use up there. It's very simple, very easy, but it also allows us to the physicians that will allow it. We can actually, at the end of the day, it sends an electronic copy to their
downloaded.
Yeah. A fax goes to their office or it gets downloaded to their computer system so that any local Salem physician can see what happened to their patient at ICE Express the day before when they call to follow back up with them. So this is in no way trying to take patients from the family practice docs. As a matter of fact, we've partnered with them and asked them, are you taking new patients so that when we have somebody who has fallen through the gaps, who does not have a doctor, we give them a piece of paper that says, hey, these are the 8 local docs in the area with their numbers that are taking patients. You might want to call them to follow up, because we're not in the business to check your blood pressure every 3 months or check your hemoglobin A1C for diabetes every 3 months, you know, or refill your anxiety, depression medication. That's not what that's not the business we're in.
You're not in there. To say,
there's plenty of other people doing that.
In there to take for somebody to come in. My arm hurts. My back hurts. Please give me oxycodone or something.
Well, we're definitely not running a drug clinic. That's, I can guarantee you that.
Well, you're gonna say that some of those things do pop up around, and you're not a pain clinic.
Right. No, we are not a pain clinic. As a matter of fact, we encourage our physicians. We have basically a no refill policy. We don't refill any medications.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
it's not your purpose, is it?
No, we're not. We're not a family practice office. We're a convenient care clinic trying to fill gaps for patients to lower their overall cost of health care, and to get them in and out and door and feeling better that day.
Who came up with the concept?
It was the brainchild of actually Dr. Jones, Dr. Scott, and myself, and other behind the scenes guys.
Playing poker one night or something? Or?
No, I mean,
you're just sitting around the management meetings, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, when we're running core physician resources, we have at least a monthly meeting every month, a board of directors meeting, and we keep hearing these issues and complaints. We look at our ER volumes going up and up and up. We understand and we feel for patients, and we said, guys, there's this huge hole, this huge gap that's happening, and this gap is only being filled by traditional medicine, and it's very costly. And we think that there's a spot here for something like this.
And you weren't that's just fascinating to me that you've come up, that you've basically come up with something that isn't anywhere else, is it?
No,
as far as I know.
Not that I know of. There are cash-only clinics across America. As a matter of fact, cash-only clinics in the United States have grown from if you take the whole total of care delivered back in 1990, it accounted for 1.5%. In 2000, the latest statistic I saw in 2013, it was accounting for 9% of health care across America.
That's people who are sick of – who don't want to buy insurance, for one thing, I presume, and just – sick of dealing with it.
Right. And they don't want to pay $2,500 to walk into their local ER, wait 2.5 hours, you know.
Wow, Andy, this is incredible. I'm talking to Dr. Andy Britt of Ice Express in Salem, as well as all kinds of different other things. And we'll talk more. I want to find out how it's doing, how it's going up there. We'll find out how they're being received in Salem when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words. They're telling me horror stories. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I'm talking with Dr. Andy Britt of Ice Express up in Salem, and we've been talking about various things during the break. Tell me how it's going. You said you opened 7 days a week last month after opening a slow...
We kind of had a soft opening on October 16th, and then we went to full opening on December 14th. So yeah. we've been in business now for 31 days.
How's it going?
It's going well. We're starting to pick up, you know, foot traffic. We're starting to pick up patients. We're up to seeing about 3 or 4 patients a day on average, which we knew, you know,
it takes time, don't they?
Exactly. And we anticipated that. We have been doing a lot of, you know, marketing through social media. You can like us on Facebook. You can go to our website at IceX Clinics. That's IceX Clinics, ICEXClinics.com. You can go there and like us on Facebook. You can see our concept. You can learn more about us.
Where do people go if they don't have a computer and they want to, who do they call? Do you have a phone number that somebody can get a hold of?
We do. It's 548-2400. 548-2400.
Is that 618?
Yes, area code 618. And we had our ribbon cutting ceremony with the chamber on the 15th of December. Mm-hmm. That went well. We're also going to have a community open house coming up in February, on Tuesday, February 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., which are our hours. We're open 7 days a week. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're only closed on major holidays.
So. How are the folks in the town, the general guy on the street or maybe the businessman finding you?
Excellent. You can't believe the response that we've seen from the chamber, the local businesses, local industry. I mean, this is a game changer for them. When they can send an employee to a place where they know that their cost is fixed, rather than sending them to somewhere they have no clue what they're going to be charged, no clue what tests are going to be run on them, and just have to pay for the bill after the fact, they are interested in talking with us. We've scoured area businesses and industry. They've actually called us. Even insurance companies are getting on board, which we thought we might receive some pushback from insurance people saying, you know, you need to be in our network if we're going to support this. But actually, we haven't, because it's given a fixed cost to the insurance company, too.
Wow.
And so it's been better received than we thought. And the people up there are very gracious. We've had a lot of likes on Facebook and social media. People are they've never had a convenient care clinic or even an urgent care clinic in Salem. We don't have one here in Fairfield.
Around is used to.
Yeah, most little small towns do not. You know, we realize that. We realize there's holes all around us. You know, continue the success of this one. We're already in the works of putting, you know, further Ice Express clinics in towns near you. So
you're looking. That was going to be my next question. As you've opened the first one in Salem, for instance, with your emergency care organization, you were always looking for more hospitals to be able to provide the care to.
Correct.
I'm presuming that this clinic is you don't intend to just stay in Salem.
Correct. We don't intend to stay in Salem.
You'll be staying in Salem for a while.
People always from Fairfield always ask me, why aren't you here? Why didn't you start it here? You know, this is a great concept. People are interested in asking me how is it going and really, you know, are behind it and supportive. And I really appreciate that. You know, we chose Salem based on some, you know, demographic studies, some population studies, some industry studies about where the concentration of people were, where the concentration of industry were. We also happened to luck into basically a turnkey office up there.
That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. So everything has kind of fell into place, and it's been neat. You know, as a doctor,
I was gonna say, Doc, I've got a building down on.
Yeah. You know, there's this railroad noise that runs through all the time that I don't think I'd want to. They might have to offer the audiology place right next to it, so I'm just teasing.
Salem's not going to be the only place you're looking. This will be growing, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. That's exactly what we hope. You know, we've engaged the local community. We've had a photo contest on Facebook, which we gave the winner free health care for a year at our clinic.
If I go in there, who am I going to see? What's going to be there?
Yeah, you're going to, when you walk in, we have a real simple concept. As I said before, when you walk in, first of all, you're going to see kind of a non-traditional waiting type room for a doctor's office. We're going to have a – there's banners on the wall that tell you exactly what your office is going to cost, which is $99. It also lists underneath it some of the common ailments that we treat, which you can also find on our website. It then also lists the price you will pay for a lab service and a price you'll pay for medication, as we discussed in the last session.
Somebody will be sitting there at a desk, though?
Somebody will be sitting there. We have a staff of three at all times. We have a provider, which is a physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner. Right now, we have a physician assistant named Travis James, and we have two advanced family nurse practitioners named Kim Schramke and Susie Jones. Okay. They are accompanied by each provider is accompanied by an RN, and then also a medical assistant to kind of do secretarial support and those type things.
I'm doing the math in my head. You've got 72 times or 7 times 12, so you're looking at 84 hours a week that you've got to fill with with people.
Basically, what we do is
plus paperwork.
Right. We run two full-time teams and then a part-time team that, you know, to kind of, we do 3 days, the full-time people do 3 days a week. And then
how do your employees liking it? How are the, I mean, because it's got to be, not only is it a new concept for their patients, that's a new concept also for your people working there, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, not only are we having a totally new model here of a cash-only clinic, knowing your costs, knowing what you're going to get, knowing, you know, the time frame that we're going to turn you around in. So there's pressures there. But they've... we also kind of run a management style that's a little bit different. It's not the typical chain of command you see. As I told you, we have a team concept. We encourage our groups to work in teams and to build procedures and processes to throughput people, to give them the best care, to, you know, meet them and greet them with a smile, to make them not feel like a number they're feeling like in other office settings and ER settings and things like that. We're really trying to add a personal touch and make people feel they're getting value for their money.
Sure.
You know, they're going to spend far less money with us, but we want them to feel they get far more value for their dollar.
Yeah.
You know, our it is a little bit different for our providers. They're enjoying it. They're actually taking ownership of a lot of this and going way above what most employees, you know, do for their employer. And they have really, you know, caught on to
the concept. You must like that.
Well, of course. to have happy employees and to, you know, have them be passionate about their work and want to deliver quality of care. I mean, you can't lose.
Well, you know, and your employees, plus you guys didn't get into the and Dr. Jones and Dr. Scott, you did not get into your profession to basically do paperwork. You're wanting to help people anyway. This is why you started doing it.
Well, correct. I mean, you know, some people, they know the amount of hours that I work as an ER physician. They know about the behind the scenes time it takes to run an ER company. Now the behind the time scene it takes to run, you know, Ice Express, you know, and they ask me, you know, how do you do all this? Don't you ever get burnt out? And I'll be honest with you, Bruce, I just look at them and tell them that, you know, medicine is my life. And I'm very blessed by God to go to a job every day that I don't even see as a job. It's just another extension of me. And so, you know, it makes things go so much better.
Give me the phone number again if somebody has questions.
Yeah, the phone number again up for the Ice Express Clinic up in on Whitaker Street in Salem is 618-548-2400. That's 618-548-2400.
And online, what's the online?
Online is ICEX Clinics, which is spelled ICEXCLINICS, ICEXClinics.com.
And Facebook you're on too, I guess?
Yes, we like us on Facebook too.
Well,
we have a new contest going on online and on Facebook called Melt Away the Pounds. And what we've done is, since everybody seems to want to get fit during the first of the year, we are having teams, local groups of people in the community or businesses can put together teams of 5 to 10 people. The cost is $5 per person. You come by our clinic each week and weigh for free. We also give you health tips, dietary tips, all those things. The money that's all collected, whichever team wins, it goes to the charity of their choice there in the local area.
Wow. Now that's a nice deal. You guys aren't taking any of that.
No, we don't want any of that money. No.
Well, that's wonderful.
We want people to be healthy. You know, this is another, you know, we see Ice Express as helping people take ownership of their own health care to a point where they can afford to try to get themselves healthy.
Yeah. Well, Doc, I appreciate your time talking about the Ice Express. Now we're going to leave that part of the conversation aside.
Let me put all my papers away.
Put all your papers away. All right. You're one of the bigger football fans I know. You got this a big weekend. If we got 2 minutes for you to handicap these four games for me. Or which one? Are you still a big, gigantic Peyton Manning fan since he's out in Denver?
I am a huge Peyton Manning fan. Being born and raised in Indianapolis, there's only one football team in America, and that's the Colts. So,
I see your scrubs are Colt colors too. Even.
Yeah. That wasn't an accident.
No, I didn't figure.
So, but anyway, I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. I definitely think Denver is going to roll Pittsburgh, especially with the fact that Roethlisberger may not be playing, and even if he is, he has an injury to his throwing arm. And as a doctor, I realize that's probably a big thing.
That might hurt him. Does Kansas City have a chance to beat New England tomorrow or Sunday or whenever that is?
Tough game. I think that's kind of going to be a slobber knocker. Both teams solid on offense, solid on defense. Should be a mid-range scoring game. And
Kansas City had lost in like 3 months.
Kansas City's the hot team. They've played a lot of teams with a sub-500 record, but they're a hot team. And a hot team is something you don't want to face. So, you know, handicapping that one, you might want to take the points.
Green Bay heading out to Arizona, I don't see that as a game. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Arizona beat the
I don't the either. The only, them. Yeah, the only, but we know how that goes in the NFL. You know, there's a reason they lace them up every Sunday, because even the guys out in the desert can't predict these games.
That's true.
And, you know, you would think that a team that just throttled a team, you know, a couple weeks ago should do it again. I kind of believe that, but they had a key injury to Arizona on their offense or on their defensive side. They lost their safety, who is a big part of that defense.
Teron's out.
And so, you know, I think it might be a little closer game than people anticipate, but I still think Arizona wins and covers.
All right. How about the Carolina versus Seattle? That's to me the game of the weekend.
Seattle
at Carolina is going to be just a fun game.
Here's an interesting fact. Seattle Seahawks are 5-0 in January over the past 3 years. They're tough to beat in January. I think this is going to be an excellent game. I predict a close game, but I'm going to go with the Panthers.
At home?
At home. Home field's tough. No, don't know if Marshawn Lynch is going to be back or not either. I think there's something special about Carolina this year.
You think Riverboat Ron is going to have him rolling ready to go?
I think he does. Ron Rivera, I like him. I think he's a good coach.
Doc, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks, Bruce. Anytime. I appreciate you having me on my show. And I want to wish everybody a good new year. Hope things are going well for you. And come up and see us in Salem if you need us.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks for listening.